From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Officials in Afghanistan say at least 23 people were killed today in a suicide bombing in an eastern province adjacent to Kabul. 35 others were wounded. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson has more from Kabul.
Officials say the deputy head of Afghanistan's intelligence service was among those killed in the bombing that occurred in the capital of Lakhmon province. The head of the provincial council also died. The city where the blast occurred is about 60 miles east of Kabul, in a province that is considered one of the safer ones in Afghanistan. The deputy intelligence chief and scores of other government officials were attending the inauguration of a local mosque when the suicide bomber approached them on foot. A Taliban spokesman claims the deputy head of intelligence, whose name was Abdullah Lakhmani, was the target of the attack. Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
The United Nations released a report today that showed that opium production in Afghanistan fell 10% last year, with prices the lowest in a decade. Production in the Taliban stronghold of Helmand province fell even more, by a third. That region produces almost 70% of the opium crop in Afghanistan. U.S. and British troops launched major operations in the region this summer in an attempt to rout Taliban militants. They actively targeted drug warehouses. Afghanistan produces 90% of the world's supply of opium, which is used to make heroin. A powerful earthquake shook southern Indonesia today. The U.S. Geological Survey initially put its magnitude at 7.4, but later lowered it to 7.0. Local tsunami warnings were posted for a time. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says there's no threat of a widespread tsunami. The quake struck underwater off the southern coast of the main island of Java. Officials say it could be felt in the capital, Jakarta, more than 100 miles away. Firefighters are reporting some progress battling a huge fire in the mountains north of Los Angeles. Some evacuation orders have been lifted, but thousands of homes are still threatened. More than 60 homes have been lost. We hear more from NPR's Ina Jaffe.
Higher humidity has been the ally of firefighters. The station fire that was just 5% contained in the morning is now 22% contained, according to U.S. Forest Service Incident Commander Mike Dietrich. There's been a massive effort to keep the flames off the top of Mount Wilson. Most of the TV and FM radio stations have their transmitters there. It's also the location of the historic Mount Wilson Astronomical Observatory. Aircraft have been dumping thousands of gallons of water and foam on the site. There are at least 8 uncontained wildfires burning in California. The state has already spent nearly 60% of the money it set aside for fighting fire, but the federal government could wind up picking up most of the tab. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. White House advisor David Axelrod said President Obama is considering making a speech in the next week or so to explain what he'd like to see in a plan to overhaul the nation's health care system. He told the Associated Press the president would not offer any new proposals, but would be more specific about his top priorities. American Airlines is cutting more than 900 flight attendant jobs as the airline downsizes to meet demand. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports from Dallas.
The announcement is a sour bit of reality for the flight attendants at American, but not as bitter as it could have been. At the beginning of the summer, American indicated that 1,200 positions might be cut, but by working with the flight attendants union, the airline was able to reduce that number to 921 positions. 228 attendants will be laid off, furloughed with rehiring rights. Another 224 will be on leave for 2 months and come back in time for the holiday travel season. Nearly 450 will take voluntary leave. Traffic is down 10% from last year, and Americans' capacity has been cut by 8%, meaning fewer flight attendants, fewer pilots, fewer rank and file. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Astronauts concluded the first spacewalk of their mission to the International Space Station early this morning. Two astronauts ventured outside to disconnect a used tank of ammonia. A replacement is to be installed tomorrow during the mission's second spacewalk. The astronauts' radio link with ground controllers went out for 33 minutes during the walk because of a storm on Guam. But officials say the astronauts were in no danger. Discovery arrived at the space station Sunday to deliver more than 7 tons of food, supplies, and equipment. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.